Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
One of the prayers you must pray in life is, I must manifest. If you don't manifest, your generation will not know that you are born. In life, people are manifesting in different fields of life. People are manifesting in ministry. People are manifesting in banking. People are manifesting in agri-world, in politics. Nations are manifesting. Now I pray on top of your head, may you manifest in life in Jesus' name. For the earnest expectations, Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Of the creature waited for the manifestation of sons of God. Manifestation is your showing forth. Manifestation means something shows clearly. Manifestation means something is no longer hidden. The attitude of that thing is seen. The quality of that thing is seen. Let me pray for you. I pray that your glory shall no longer be hidden. Your lifting shall no longer be hidden. Your progress shall no longer be hidden. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you again that whether it applies or not, you will manifest. Your good works will manifest. I'm not hearing you. Your good heart will manifest. Your humility will manifest. And the Lord will remember you for good in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen. Manifestation means something to be understood. It means something to be seen. It's no longer hidden. We can see it. I'm praying for you. Your generation will know that you are born in the name of Jesus Christ. Your glory will appear to the right people in the name of Jesus. He said, we have seen his stars and we have come to bow down to him. People that will bow down to your star and celebrate you, may they, your star manifest to them in the name of Jesus. I'm not praying for everybody. I said, may your own star manifest in the name of Jesus. Your talent will manifest. Your gift will manifest. Your skills will manifest. They will say, where have you been? Thank God you are here in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. To manifest means to be noticeable. You are not making noise, but you are they notice you. What is your name? Let me pray for you. Your glory will be easy to see. It's not for everybody, don't forget. Your star will be easy to see. Your gift will be able to see. The right people will hear of you. Somebody shout, I must manifest. Say it again, let me hear loud and clear. Manifestation makes the job easier for your children. So the son of, wow, is it that man? I pray for you that, whether the devil is or not, if they don't manifest in your family, you will break that protocol in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout again, I must manifest. Somebody say, I refuse to die in obscurity. Shout it, let me hear you again. Say it again, let me hear you, I must manifest. In the name of Jesus, you will be noticeable. They will know you are born. They'll not say, who, that one, that will not be your portion. If you check very well, the talent of Joseph and the talent of David brought them out. Your talent, the talent God has put on your head, will not be a waste in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. I said it will not be a waste in the name of Jesus. They stood before kings. Your good heart, your good nature, the gift God has put into you, your talent, your skills, will speak for you and you will stand in front of great men in the name of Jesus Christ. Your gift will take you to a higher ground in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear a loudest amen again. Manifestation is a sign that something exists. Until you manifest, that means you have not existed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Ancient one, ever true, I have put it in your hand now. That was why I sang that song. Thank you, precious Lord. We have come. We open. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Again, I read NIV to you. To manifest means to be revealed. You are no longer kept under the chair again. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God. Among your father's children, may you be revealed. Among your mother's children, may you be revealed. In that profession that seems, what is she selling? May you be revealed. I'm praying for you. By the reason of the blood of Jesus, with the gift of God on your life, may you be revealed in the name of Jesus. Manifestation is the act or the appearing of a sign. That says, shall be for signs and wonders. Thank you so much. The Lord said, I should tell you, you will no longer be used as a footmat anymore. Thank you. I feel like praying for you again. You will not die unnoticed in the name of Jesus. The barrier in your father's house that makes people not to shine. The barrier in your mother's house that makes people to remain the way they were born. Over your head, the barrier is broken now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says you are for signs and wonders, that I pray on top of your head. From today, may you be a sign to many in the name of Jesus. May you be a sign to your generation in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout three amen and pack your blessings. May your generation know that you are born. Thank you, precious Lord. Sit down, but don't go down in your life. Manifestation is to show forth. There's something about that boy. There's something about that girl. May you show forth. They are nothing to show forth. They are nothing to break forth. From where they have kept you, where they don't want anybody to know you are, the Lord remove that barrier and put the anointing on your head in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of all the virgin in Israel, Mary, she showed forth. Yes, we are all virgins, but her, that one, she showed forth. She was favored, she was chosen, and it showed in her life. From now, people around you will know God has faced you to show you mercy in the name of Jesus. Among God, the apostles, Apostle Paul, he manifested. Who does not know Mary? Who does not know Apostle Paul? He wrote almost half of all the New Testament. He manifested. Let me Akiola must manifest. So many guys, all of them taken into captivity in Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, they manifested. Why? I will show you now, why must I manifest? Your head will not reject your manifestation. If they reject manifestation in your family, I command that family right now to lose their hold over your own manifestation in the name of Jesus. May you show forth. May your womb manifest. May your business manifest. May your gift manifest. May your skills manifest. May your anointing manifest. Even your good heart, may it manifest. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen and pack your blessings up. Why must I manifest? Why must I manifest? Maybe you are asking, we turn the thing that is happening around me now and go, shush. David was in the bush. Joseph was in the prison. All of them came to limelight. I want to pray for you. It does not matter the bush, thick bush of your father's house. The Lord will bring you to limelight. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. It says that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. The next verse. Neither do men light a candle. All lights they are upright. And put it under and put a candlestick and it give on a bushel, sorry. But on a candlestick and it give a light. May your life give light to many. Verse 16. Let your light so shine. May your light so shine. What kind of heaven is it? May your light so shine. That men will see your good works. And they will glorify. Do you see that? They say, thank God for the life of that sister. Thank God for the life of that brother. I came in contact with him or her and my life changed. People will meet you from today and they will thank God you came to this world in the name of Jesus. Why must I manifest? Manifestation is the fulfillment of purpose. One of the reasons why people are not manifesting is because they have missed their purpose. Manifesting or shining out of purpose will lead to frustration later. Pay attention. Manifestation is the fulfillment of purpose. If you are going to manifest, purpose must be known. Okay. Why must I manifest? You must manifest for your calling and purpose to be achieved. Number one, manifestation is the fulfillment of purpose. Number two, you must manifest for your purpose and your calling to be achieved. Can I pray for you? Among the people they will push aside, your name has removed from such list in the name of Jesus. Why must I manifest? You must manifest for the will of God for your life to be done. It is the will of God for you to manifest. I must manifest. And when we are talking about manifestation, don't say, my family. Your manifestation is bigger than your background. Shall I tell you why? For the earnest expectation of creature, they are waiting for you in that tiny family. So your expectation is bigger than where you are coming from. Can I pray for you? Why is only 15? Where you are going to, you will get there in the name of Jesus. So many nonsense will happen in family and everywhere for you not to go. I break every chain and hindrance from your background that want to stop you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Moses had to manifest for the deliverance of children of Israel. See, your manifestation is connected to deliverance of many. See, if you don't manifest, people will suffer. And in the area God wants to manifest, that is the area you are going to help people. You cannot die like this. You cannot end like this. There is a manifestation for you. That's why I tell you, stop waiting that one great man will die. If he dies, people will suffer. Because it's so many destinies are connected to him. Can you help the people he's helping? I will bring him down. I will bring him down. All the people that are saying that, let me tell you, they are the Olori Burukus. You don't bring a great man down. Do you know how we got there? Can I pray for you? The greatness they didn't see your family, you will achieve it in the name of Jesus. Joseph had to manifest for the whole Egypt to be saved and for his brothers and nations to be delivered. Your manifestation is not local. Look at David had to manifest for the children of Israel to be saved and delivered from the disgrace of Goliath. It's beyond family. Look at you in that family, a small boy. Look at your manifestation. But most people, they die within the family confines. Can I pray for you? Family will not finish you. You don't want to say amen. For your life to manifest, you've got to be serious. You've got to be serious. I must manifest. I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing someone. I must manifest. 1 John 3:8. For your life to manifest, it must be connected to a purpose. For this purpose. For this purpose. Get it now? You want to manifest? For what purpose? Manifest in where? And for what? So your manifestation is connected to a purpose. So when a man misses his purpose, he can never manifest. Can I pray for you? You will not miss your purpose. I'm not hearing you. You will not miss your manifestation. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear. I say you will not miss your purpose. You will not miss your manifestation. Thank you, precious Lord. Esther's life manifested not because as a queen, but because she must deliver the children of Israel, the Jews in that land. If only you know what your manifestation will cause, you will fight for manifestation. You will not say, I'm just a woman. No, you are not just a woman. Esther manifested. I must manifest. You will not die as a local champion. One of these, I love manifestation. Manifestation makes you go global. May you go beyond your fathers. May you go beyond your grandfathers. May you go beyond your ancestors. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel manifested. Because he had to deliver 4 kings. He had to help them. Your manifestation is tied to a word. You can't fold your hand like this and say, I just manifest. Ta-da! From here. Through him, the Jews came out of captivity. He said he has been praying. He has been praying. Result came. They still blocked the result. He didn't stop praying. He manifested. I, Femi Akiola, must manifest. Being born with a silver spoon or being born in a big house doesn't mean that you will manifest. Manifestation is a personal thing. Let me show you these factors that help you to manifest. I'll give you just 4. Number 1, receive direction. You want to manifest? There is a purpose for manifestation. There is a location for manifestation. I'm telling you, receive direction. There are things to do if you are going to manifest. You can't just manifest. There are things to do. So you must pray, Father, give me direction that will make me manifest in life. My dear, husband is not coming. Don't worry. By the time you manifest, they will kill. Wife is not coming. God knows when you manifest, you will not know who to marry except you pray. There is more opportunity for you when you begin to manifest. Femi Akinola, you must manifest. Number 2, don't just receive direction, receive obedience. Be obedient. Be obedient. Obedience helped you to manifest. And Haman said, go and tell Esther, maybe because of now that you got to that place. And Esther obeyed. If they obey, as you said, they will spend their days in prosperity. So your manifestation is tied to direction. Manifestation is tied to what? Obedience. Number three, your manifestation is tied to consecration. Consecration. That is purity. I would say righteousness exalts a nation. You must live a clean life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number four. I just give you five. Thank you, precious Lord. No matter what you are going through, you must remember this is not your last buster. They are giving you money today. Tomorrow, you are the one that will give them money. That is not a cause for them. It's a blessing to them. The young man was given transport. Anytime he comes, we'll give him transport. And one day that he was going and he gave me a check. Is that a cause? It's not a cause. They are blessing you now. Note to, take note of. I don't know where you are. Very soon, you are the one that will give them money. But for preservation, preserve yourself for God. Stop living a dirty life. And finally, be loyal and faithful to God. My lifetime, I have given God my lifetime. My lifetime, me. I am giving God my lifetime. Since I gave Him my lifetime, He's been taking care of me. He has never, never left me. I am giving God. For the point of death, be loyal to God. All around me, any machine, be faithful to God, whether it's good or bad. Lojo morije Oluwa. Lojo morimo Oluwa. Olorun eyin ni ma sin titi aye o. Is it not a shameful thing because things are tough for you now start carrying one stupid bastard sacrifice? No. Hey. That dirty thing. Your manifestation is not backward. When you go back, you can manifest again. I will never worship man made. I will never worship man made. Things are very bad. So you want to go for what? No other way. Motimo onoyina
ara o yipada Jesu onoyi
ola. There's no other word, no other way. Be loyal to God. If you don't give it to me, no problem. I say, when you are ready, I'm ready, Lord. And God will say, wow, this one is crazy. Oh, yes, I'm crazy for you. Your manifestation is tied to all these conditions. And let me tell you, God is too faithful. He has never failed. He will not fail you. Amen is going down small. I say it will not fail you. Don't let me tell you, days we trek for miles, trek for a long time. There is no hope for food, but God has been faithful. And when you see us being the blessed people now, you think we are just doing it for eye service? No, we have been through it. What kind of job have I not done in Lagos? So when you see me blessing people like that, what I'm saying is that my generation can never degenerate to this one again. Ben, is that bad now that it's all over Lagos? People doing like this and begging for money. Have you not seen it? Everywhere. One, he was doing like this. That man did not give something. He snatched the phone. He said, "If you don't want to give me, I'll go and sell your phone for 15 naira. I will come." Praise God. You will manifest, and your children will not know who tears anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the joyful thing of manifestation. It affects. Look at Joseph. Look at Daniel. It affects people coming. Then your family that it seems you left, you now say, "Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Ah, what is that your name? I must manifest." Steps to take for your life to manifest. You want to manifest? Follow me. I just give you four steps. I give you four. Number one, find your purpose. Find your calling. You want to manifest, Abby? Find your purpose. Don't guess about it. If you are fortunate to listen to me and you are not married, know your purpose before you marry. Looking for your purpose after marriage is a little bit funny. Know what? Number two. Set goals for your achievement. Set goals for achieving your purpose. Set goals. Know your what? Purpose and calling. Set goals. Set what? Set goals. And don't let anything change it. Set goals. If you are still here, shout hallelujah. Now listen, the third one. You must have power to manifest. And don't forget, I told you that if you are hearing from God, don't forget, I told you that one. If you don't have power to manifest, you can never progress beyond your last revelation. Now, if I ask you now, Pastor, but what's last your last revelation? You are going to take time to talk to me. So, what was your last revelation? You can never progress in life beyond your last revelation. You must receive power to hear from God. Until you begin to hear from God, your manifestation is not very, very clear. You'll be guessing. And I told you that being in the bush, being alone, going through pain, going through tears, does not mean you will not manifest if you follow this that I've told you. Number three. Number four. Be diligent at your calling. Sometimes I'm in pain and I'm doing counseling. We say it's 9 to 12. We'll leave here by 6. We'll leave here by 5. After finishing vigil in the morning. Some think we are shining, that we are just doing it to shine. Pastor Joshua was with me last night. He was talking to me. My head was on the chair. Baba, which Baba? When I was going, who wants to die? After they have gone, I woke up, I look outside, I look around. I carry my basket. I went upstairs. Who wants to die? Be diligent. Oh my God. Be diligent in what? Sometimes to 12. So we are going to pray for somebody coming back. Be diligent. Remember, you are doing it unto the Lord. And God is a rewarder. What is that your name again? Femi Akiola, you must manifest. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. Have you seen a man that is diligent in his business? Business doesn't mean that you're a market woman, no? In your calling, in your purpose. And I told you, you cannot fulfill, you cannot manifest if you don't know your purpose. Your purpose is connected to your manifestation. He said, he shall stand before kings. Permit me to tell you that you have to be consistent in whatever you are doing. What you are doing that nobody sees you. And David was in the bush. Anytime he's playing, who? Nobody had. I told his only. Oh, worship of glorious. The only person hearing now, she meh. But one day somebody heard. May your voice be heard. Inside bush. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a bush. Let the people be man God to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the great things. I pray for you. There are places you will step and they will tell you we have been waiting for you in the name of Jesus. Listen, people are not seeing me. Don't worry. The God of purpose is looking at you. Are you faithful? Only him in the bush and he's pressing that thing. He's pressing that thing. He's pressing that thing. He manifested. Joseph was in a prison. And he saw two people brooding. He said, why are you doing that? What is wrong with you? Tell me, what is the problem? He manifested. Your manifestation is beyond your family. It's beyond where you are born. There is a larger people waiting for you there. Oh, I pray for you. May you get there in the name of Jesus. Be diligent. Be diligent. Sometimes I will travel. I will land in the airport in the morning. And I'll be coming from there to church. Are you coming home? Let me reach church first. Oh my God. Okay. Let me give you one more. Be committed to spiritual warfare. Not once, but regularly. Now, as you age, everybody, listen to this one. Find out from God your own way of fighting your battles. As you age, find out from God your own way of fighting your battles. As you age, find out from God your own way of fighting your battles. Okay? Let me give you this as we go. Limitations to your manifestation. Limitations to your manifestation. Why are people not manifesting? The first thing, most things, main reason is sin. Sin is success in nonsense. Sin will limit your level of manifestation or achievement in life. Shall we continue with sin and we say grace? We say God. Samson's manifestation was cut short. Why? What cut short people manifestation? Limit. What limits it is carelessness. Not just in carelessness. Don't be careless about your life. Don't be careless about your destiny. I want us to pray wherever you are. Rise on your feet and let us pray very quickly. I must manifest. In the name of Jesus. In every family, God will pick people. God will pick you. He will pick this one to different feet. Pick this one as an engineer, you pick this one as a man or woman of God, you pick this one as this, you pick this one as pilot, he will be like that. Everybody, the battle for manifestation starts, but nobody, everybody go manifest. What is your own name? I must manifest. Somebody say, by fire. Shout a big amen. So I want to pray. Oh Lord, cause my life to manifest your glory. Say, let me hear it now. Not hearing you now. What's happening? Oh Lord, cause my life to manifest your what? Everybody cry to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Cause my life to manifest your glory. It's important for you to manifest. To manifest your power. To manifest your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at me. I refuse to be born for nothing. Why am I not hearing you? Why am I not hearing you? I say, I will manifest positively. I refuse to be born for nothing. Lift up your voice, somebody, and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Hey, somebody pray. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at me. Say, Father, let me hear from you divine instruction that will make me manifest in life. You need instructions, though. Go like this. Stay there. Connect to this. Disconnect from this. Give me instructions, divine instructions, that will make my manifestation to come. Give me instruction that will change my life from a storyteller. I thought you were going to pray. I was thinking you are going to pray. Give me instructions. In your field of purpose. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding that will make me manifest. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is somebody praying here at all? Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I gave you two words before. This is the third one. The Lord said, the glory hijacker in your family has left your own glory alone now. I read the book of Isaiah. It said, and kings shall come to your word. Let us pray. Father, make my rising, make it easy for me. Say, let me hear you now. Make it easy for me. There are things I will need to rise. One man, he did a faith film. They call it Mission Impossible. Hey, what kind of faith film is this? Every time I'll be looking at that thing. That film, everything is not possible. May your mission be possible. Make my rising possible. Make my rising easy for me. Everything I will need to rise, everything I will need to manifest, let there be supplies. I thought you are praying already. Somebody is not praying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. We give you praise, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I told you, I said, I will so much pray. I will fast. I will give. I will serve God. I will love God. That my children will not need any introduction. They just say, I am the son of Akiola. And that's what I'm teaching you. When it comes to pray. Give as if you are mad. Yes. Serve God as if you are a fanatic. Pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm not taking out. It's too small. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Make my name a brand. I didn't hear. Say it again. That my generation will long after. When they have Versace, even the Versace, he doesn't know you know him. When just write Versace and put it on the clothes like this, Versace, and Versace, now make my own name a brand. When Christian, when we become a brand, we will affect unbelievers. Then make my name a brand. Do you know why you don't know anything about your great grandfather? Because he wasn't a brand. There are people that are 100 years, they are dead, and we are mentioned. Why? Because they were brands. May God turn your name to a brand. Who does not know Mary's lesson? Do you know since where you don't go? A brand. I don't just want to come to this world like that. They say you are a fool. Don't worry, you are building a brand. Are you listening to me now? Father, make my name a brand. That my generation will follow. I did hear, say, Father, make my name a brand. That the whole world will long after. If you like, you can pray the prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. May your life influence people, great people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I believe I'm preaching to the right people. I refuse to be irrelevant in life. But it starts from your father's house. It starts from your mother's house. It starts among your brothers, among your sisters. How relevant are you? What can happen? I would say, let us call Cecilia. Let us call Paul. Ben. I refuse to be relevant in life. I refuse to appear and disappear. I refuse to be born for nothing. I thought you are praying already in the name of Jesus. Are you praying aloud? Is somebody praying? Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. There's what's called the law of momentum and the law of growth. Can I pray for you? May you experience these two laws in your life in the name of Jesus. Do you grow every day? Do you grow every day? I can't use my whole life to be shouting. No. I can't shout on you 2-3 times. And I want to shout 4 second time. You don't deserve my shout again. Then, do you grow? And look, then, you are 80 years, you are still shouting. The law of what? May you experience it, two laws in your life. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. Now, this one will take you 2 minutes prayer. Say after me, say, Father, whatever it will take you for me to manifest. Say, let me hear now. Oh Lord, do it for me by fire. Lift up your voice, somebody, and pray. Is somebody praying? Are you praying here? Are you praying at all? Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said, I should tell you, you are looking at me right now. The Lord said, your dreams will not be cut short. He said, my good dream has never come to pass before. After now, your good dreams will begin to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Help me with your full name. I, Olufemi Akinola. I will reach the pinnacle of my career. I will get to the top of my destiny. Is somebody praying already here? You will not be a servant of servants in life. In the name of Jesus. Is not on your terms. Your helpers is not on your terms. There are some things, remind me to preach on this. There are some things, they are not on your terms. You don't like it, but this is the way. At Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, he says, it's not in any man to know his way. Now God will show person the way. May God show you your way. Father, break me. Mold me. Make me to be who and what you want me to be. That prayer is difficult. If you can pray, pray. Let me hear you. Be Oba mommy. Maribo Shefe. Be Oba mommy. Manifest in the name of Jesus. Your rising, your lifting will manifest in the name of Jesus. There is a new beginning. Say, that was the turning point of our life. Your new beginning shall manifest in the name of Jesus. Complete freedom, your complete freedom from shame, from delay, from tears, it shall manifest in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your fruitfulness, spiritual fruitfulness, marital fruitfulness, financial fruitfulness shall manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Your restoration shall manifest. I'm not hearing. I say your restoration shall manifest in the name of the Lord Jesus. The completion of your project. You do this project, you cannot finish it. You do that, you cannot finish it. The completion of your project shall manifest in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord made your rising your manifestation easy for you in the name of Jesus. Everybody pray this prayer. Father, you're not ready to say, Father, finance my manifestation. I just receive it now. See, you have good dreams. You have good. If there is no money, your dreams stay in your bedroom. It will not even reach Palo. It will not even reach where. Some of you have books. You have books. You have books. Yeah. One boy came, he said, he had books here. The song he composed in 2020. I said, don't open it for me. The Bible says, all things have passed away. Don't destroy my life. 2020 song. Even the beat will not follow. He said, Daddy, the lyrics, I said, the lyrics are totally even. Father, finance my manifestation. Some of you have good plans. You give it to me like this, and they will kill the plan for you. They say this thing cannot work. But you know you receive it. Father, finance it too. I thought you were going to pray. You are yawning now. I refuse to be swallowed. Father, finance my manifestation. We give the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for you. How you will get to the top? Jehovah, open the door for you. Now the book of Ezekiel says, show the house to the house. May the Lord show you to yourself, and you will see where you have limited yourself and make correction in the name of Jesus. Every voice speaking against your life, every voice speaking against your destiny, every voice confusing your destiny, I silence them now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will rise again, shine again, do well again, prosper again. In the name of Jesus, every help you will need to rise and manifest, you are getting them in the name of Jesus. You will not be denied in life. You will not be deprived in life. You will not be stranded in life. In the name of Jesus, I hereby decree that your manifestation is a must in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. May you go beyond your family. You will not be a local champion. You will not be a local star. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Go ahead, let's give him praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and dominion.